yes, I remember playing that on Radio Jackie back in 1970, a long time ago. It's recently been re-released, Titanic's version of Sultana. Right now, we're going to be doing a little bit of hi-fi testing here on the station. And with me in the studio is Wally Roberts. So, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Right. First of all, for people out there which do know a little bit about it, I'm going to explain exactly what sort of equipment we use in our studio. We got fairly modest decks, really, because the McDonald's MP60s with G800 cartridges, and this we feed into a cassette machine, because this is all recorded, really, which I shouldn't really say, and then it's played back over there. So we can't expect a lot of quality, but I think that Radio Jackie does put out quite good quality, so you may be interested in what we're going to do over the next few minutes. We're going to broadcast the reference level, aren't we?
Yes, 1,000 kHz.
1,000 kHz. No, not one kilohertz.
One thousand. Well, we could make it 1,000, but they wouldn't like it.
Right, 1,000 cycles away. So that's a 1,000 cycle reference tone. Right, we're now going to broadcast pink noise. Now, pink noise is constant energy per octave, which means that we're going to broadcast every frequency from very bass notes right up to some very treble notes, gradually increasing. Now that might sound to you like a lot of mush, but to anybody who knows anything about audio engineering, they can judge from that a subjective view of our frequency response. Let's try a white noise test now. This is slightly different. We're going to in fact broadcast constant energy per cycle, which means that every note from the very bass end of the sound spectrum to the very top end of the frequency spectrum, we're going to broadcast every note possible at the same level, and consequently we get a hiss. Right, we're now going to broadcast some tone bursts for testing our cartridges and also for testing your loudspeakers. And perhaps Wally Roberts is the best person to explain exactly what a tone burst is and what sort of frequencies these tone bursts are at. Well, actually, he says that if you write to Radio Jackie, I will explain to you what a tone burst is, but yes, it would take rather a long time to explain it over the air. Now, tone bursts might not mean very much to most people. Another thing we can do, actually, is a whirl and flutter test, can't we? Now, actually, our whirl and flutter is probably quite bad because we use cassette recordings over the air, and now we're sort of going to do a whirl and flutter test in just a few seconds, just before it lines up. First of all, let me explain what whirl and flutter is. When you have any form of tape recordings, you are bound to get some form of tape variation in speed taking place. Whirl affects low frequencies and flutter affects high frequencies. So we're going to put out a wow and flutter test now for audio experts out there to be able to try and judge something from our wow and flutter. So, as you can probably tell from that, our world flutter's not too bad, really. Anyway, if you know anything about hi-fi out there, and you could make anything out of all those tones and the funny noises which we put out, we'd like to hear from you. The address to write to is Radio Jackie, 70 Walton Road, East Molesey, Surrey. Radio Jackie, 70 Walton Road, East Molesey, in Surrey. Personally, I think the best way of telling what the quality is like is listening to a bit of music.
Amazing revived sounds there from Neil Sedaka, flashing back to 1959 and re-released a few months back and into the charts a couple of weeks ago. That's Neil Sedaka singing "O Carol." On the other side of that record, you'll find "Breaking Up Is Hard to Do," which was a hit for the Partridge Family just a short while ago. This is Radio Jackie right here in the VHF FM band on 94.4 megahertz. My name's Michael Knight, or Mike Knight, whatever you care to call me, and I'll be presenting music for you for the next around 55 minutes, so do stick around, won't you, and have a whale of a time. I've got lots of strange tales to tell you through the programme of GPO and Radio Jackie staff and all sorts of funny things that happened during our broadcast last week. And what an amazing time we had last week. The whole thing, you see, was coming from Alexandra Palace, and they got this beer festival on. Well, I don't intend to tell you too much more about it right now, but do stay tuned, because a little later on in the programme, I'll be going right through the station's activities last Saturday evening, and it really is most interesting. But until then, have a record on me now on the Harvest label. Comes from a group by the name of Bombadil, a record I'd like to dedicate to Brian the Anthony, because I know he likes this one, and it's entitled Breathless. I'm feeling quite breathless at the moment. Been having a practice run around just in case the post office turn up. And you have to run as fast as you can to get away from them, you see. Right, give this one a listen, it's rather nice. That's the sound of Bombadil there on the Harvest label. Record dedicated to Brian Anthony. Hi to you, Brian. Really great programme earlier this evening. Well, that's if you like progressive music. I really must stop going on about this progressive music, you know, because there are so many people that do like it. And it's just me and my funny feelings about music, you see. I like the general commercial stuff and a lot of light music, which is why I'm to be found on Aquarius on a Friday evening. But anyway, more about that later. That, as I said, was Bombadil and Breathless. Radio Jackie is London's number one free radio station, broadcasting every Saturday evening here in VHF 94.4 megahertz, also broadcasting on a Sunday. And the place on the dial there, 227 metres medium wave band. So you tune in tomorrow, won't you? And you better. You'll have a smashing time with Big J.
It's now available as Scripta Magazine number 2.
Script, the new magazine on alternative radio, is back with news, features and other interesting items.
The latest edition is now on sale for only 10 pence.
In this month's issue,
a four-page feature on the London transmitter of independent radio.
A look behind the scenes of BBC Radio London.
A visit to the studios of Radio Monte Carlo.
Talkback with ex-RNI DJ Alan West.
And four news-filled pages about Caroline, Lucy,
Veronica,
Jackie,
Invicta,
Anonymous,
Phoenix,
Odyssey,
and many more stations.
20 pages of features, news and photos for only 10 pence.
Available from the following shops:
Virgin, One Stop, Musicland, Better Books Compendium,
and many more leading record and alternative bookstores.
Scratch Magazine can also be obtained by writing to the following address, enclosing a 10 pence postal order and a 3 pence postage stamp.
Scratch Magazine, 35 Glenmore Road, London, North West 3.
That address again is Scratch Magazine, 35 Glenmore Road, London, North West 3.
Don't delay, send up your copy now.
Radio Jackie. Much more music, much more music, much more music.
Much more music now from Honeycomb. The show must go on Hot Wax Records. Yeah. One monkey don't stop no show. Dedicated to Jim Crow.
If you don't want my love, you can go, you can go, you can go.
There we go, with a record from the Honeycomb, flashing back a few months. That was the record they had released in this country and had stick up on the other side, which was rather nice, entitled One Monkey Don't Stop No Show, dedicated to all those monkeys who try to stop our show each and every week, in particular to Jim Crow, Brian Copsley, Brian Holder, Brian Williams, Vic Frisby, Eric Copps. The list is endless, isn't it? And Dick Plum, how about that? Right, as you heard before that last record there, Script Magazine is now available for only 10 pence, plus a stamped addressed envelope or a stamp or something like that, from 35 Lenmore Road, London, Northwest 3. So don't forget to buy your copy, will you? Because this thing on the London transmitter of independent radio is really interesting, tells you exactly what it's all about, with interviews with our very own A.B. Cohen. Wonderful, isn't it? A.B. in a magazine. And of course, in the last Jackie News, or the first one, there was even a picture of A.B. So anybody who's got that, have a look at it and give yourself a shock once more. Anyway, as I said, interviews with A.B. Cohen, Pete Morell of Aquarius, Mike Barron of Radio Jackie, Dave Baker of Radio Star, and Rick Martin of Radio London Underground. That's all in the LTIR, the London Transmitter of Independent Radio, pullout in Script Magazine. Once again, 12 pence, that's including postage, from 35 Glenmore Road, London, Northwest 3. 35 Glenmore Road, London, Northwest 3. And when you write off, put Department RJ. Department RJ. You see, that tells them that you heard the ad on Radio Jackie, and that makes us a bit of money. Okay, right now, here's Bubbles. Hazy, hazy, crazy, crazy. You'll find it on the new Bumble label. This one's going high, high, high. Teeny bopper, traffic stopper. Just like Dave Owen. Come on now, Dad, you saved the world. Come along and collect your medals. I think I'll give you the George Cross and the CDM for saving the world. And after all, that's not as much as Pat Edison got in the program last week when he saved the world from millions of dinosaurs. I don't know if anyone heard that, because at the time we'd been raided by the post office about an hour before, and we had to set up a completely mobile transmitter coming from a box and a battery and a satchel up at Alexandra Palace, that was, and it was really great fun. I shall attempt to start the story now, anyway. Right, well, last Saturday we decided we were going to split our transmitters, you see, because we'd had a lot of trouble from the authorities over the past few weeks. And we thought, right, well, we'll try the first hour from South London, from just at our most used location, which is up at Headley, up near the Heath. I don't know if anybody knows a place called Noah Wood. You probably don't, because most of our listeners live nowhere near Headley. They don't even know where Headley is, but that's where we were from. And it was really fantastic, the signal, for the first hour. And the second, third, fourth, and fifth hours were to come from Alexandra Palace, you see. So A.B. and Mike Barron drove up there, and dear old Mike Barron, he climbed the tree, and the Berkey put the aerial the wrong way round. And it was terrible. The signal into London was diabolical, and we couldn't think what was wrong. But anyway, although none of the listeners could hear it, the GPO could. And that I'll tell you about a little later on in the programme, because that's when the exciting bits happened. And we had real fun and laughs with the GPO. Let's hope we're not going to have them this week, actually. We seem to have done quite well tonight. Things started around 8 or 9 o'clock, and the time now, let's have a look, it's 25 past midnight. That's when everybody should be going to bed. But if you do go to bed, do take your transistor radios with you, won't you, and listen to the rest of the programme. Because we're only on and through until 1 o'clock, so it's not too late, is it? And, of course, stay awake, because if you fall asleep and we go off at one, you won't hear anything, and your transistor radios will be left on all night, and by the time you wake up in the morning to listen to children's favourites, or junior choice, whatever they call it now, your batteries will be flat as a pancake. Or flat as our car batteries will be in a minute. So take your tranny to bed, but stay wide awake and listen to Radio Jackie, Big J, broadcasting here in VHF, 94.4 megahertz in super quality. Okay, right now, after this next little jingly thing coming up, we've got a record from the Lorelei. It's on the American Columbia label, entitled STOP Stop. Right now, though, here's those gentle people once again. Stop, STOP, yes, on the American Columbia label. I hope that one's going to be released in this country, because I think that would do rather well. The group's the Lorelei. Never heard of them before, but they're a rather pleasant-sounding stateside group, aren't they? Big J, your very own free radio station, broadcasting here in the VHF FM dial on 94.4, and do have a super time and stick with us, won't you?
Yes, come with the gentle people every Saturday evening on 94.4 MHz VHF FM. You'll hear the sounds of Michael Barron, Mike Knight, Brian Anthony, Pat Edison and Roger Adams. All here on 94.4 MHz VHF FM.
Right now, more music from Hot Butter. This is on the Pines National label, following up to Popcorn and Apache. There we have it. That's the new single from Hot Butter on Pi Records. 2 minutes and 50 seconds of Apache. And no doubt you'll all remember the original version of that record, which came out around 1962, I believe it was. I think it was that long ago anyway. And that one was, of course, by The Shadows, and that did rather well for them. Right now, continuing with the story of last Saturday's Radio Jackie VHF broadcast, we got to the point where everybody was sitting around the transmitter wondering why it wasn't getting anywhere into London, and why we're getting a phone call from our friends in Birmingham saying they could hear it. So he thought, aye, something's up here. So Mike Barron was sent up to the top of the tree again, which, by the way, was right next to the BBC place at Alexandra Palace, where they got this beer festival on. Rather amazing. Hundreds of thousands of cars all over the place and nobody inside. All inside. But they all came out again a bit later, and that's when we had the fun. Anyway, Mike Barron climbed up the tree, found the aerial was pointing the wrong way, and he turned it round, and what a smashing signal we were then getting into London. Unfortunately, just as he reached the bottom of the tree, along came the dreaded detector van. It's amazing, actually, the fact that on medium wave they try to be as inconspicuous as possible, but on VHF they come in a yellow or green detector van with a three-element aerial on the roof and post office radio services on the side. Couldn't make themselves more obvious, could they? Anyway, my Baron ran off with the transmitter, and I tuned into my radio. I thought, that's funny. He hasn't run off with the transmitter. After all, there's a carrier still on. And I ran up to the tree to save the transmitter, and there was nothing there. And it was then that we realised what was happening. Captain Hook was following the detector van with another transmitter, and they'd had a lot of fun on the way up, apparently, going round roundabouts about three or four times. Detector van wondering exactly where the mysterious carrier was coming from. Anyway, more interesting things were yet to come, because as soon as they detected the transmitter, on it came again from somewhere else in the palace, and again and again and again, every time they traced it, Radio Jackie was back on the air. And that's what we're going to do tonight. If the GPO trace our signal, we'll go off for a few minutes, but we can guarantee to be back on the air again, bringing you good music, free radio at its very best. That's Big J broadcasting here, 94.4 VHF FM, with good music on your dial now from Sam. This is entitled Johnny Rebel.